I sit here in front of my laptop, remembering the afternoon I spent on my bedroom floor. I was degraded. I was called names. I was punished. And I liked it. My body was aroused at a point of no return. When I slapped my clit, I writhed in pain at first. It was uncomfortable, but not unbearable. The next time, it began to sting. The third time, it changed. It began to tingle. The next time, I got wet. I felt that aroused sensation. My pussy began getting ready. My nipples hardened. My head leaned back and my eyes fluttered closed. I immediately wanted to rub my clit, to lightly trace it like I usually do. I wanted the familiar tingling that makes my whole body feel incredibly erotic. I was swollen. Every part of my pussy was filled with desire. Sensitivity was heightened and craving touch. Instead, I lie on my back with my arms to my sides, awaiting my master's instruction. Pushing the vibrator inside me hurt. My pussy wasn't quite ready yet. It pulled on my skin and made me wish for master's mercy. But I was so bad. I deserved this. I would take the pain like a good pet. I felt its weight inside me, sitting still, not serving its purpose. I begged my body to move, to give me some delightful friction. But my body isn't mine. It belongs to Master, so I stayed still. My hand eventually found my breast, teasing and pulling at my nipple. I breathed heavily as each tug sent a shock straight to my now aching pussy. It was getting wetter by the second, and I could imagine the toy moving inside me, in and out, pretending it was Master's big cock inside me. I grabbed my breast harder, trying to bruise myself, but the ache only got worse. My pussy needed friction. My hips started pressing firmly into the floor, begging for permission to move. I wanted to pull my toy out and thrust it back inside me, over and over and over again, until my orgasm would rip through my entire body. But Master said no. He did let me hit my clit again. I don't think he knows how much pleasure that really gave me. I spread my legs as wide as they could go. My back was arching off the floor, head back, hand hovering over my clit. I was a sight for sore eyes. I was begging to be fucked. Not even Master would have been able to resist me looking like that. He would have needed to be inside me, thrusting frantically. I would have given him the tight, wet friction his surely aching dick was needing. When I turned my vibrator on, holy fuck, that felt amazing. I kept my legs spread wide, moving my hips slowly, absorbing the vibrations and rotations inside my deep, wet pussy. Add in rubbing my clit, I was nearly convulsing off the floor. I was moaning loudly, making sounds that surely would have made his dick drip in his jeans. I hoped he was as wet as well. I wanted wet spots all over him. Fuck, I just wanted him. I needed him inside me, asking me how I can be so bad when I feel so good. Then he stopped all the fun. Vibrator off, hands set aside, instantly aching. I was searching for that friction. That weight inside my pussy was gone and it pissed me off. I needed to come. I needed that release. Master was an asshole. I wanted to touch myself, run my hands down my body, feeling every inch of my soft, smooth skin, letting them trail down every dip and curve this body has, running them up my inner thighs where I could meet and relieve the tense, uncomfortable ache of a pussy that needs a good pounding. But I remain still. I need to be good for my master. After I was good and was able to put the toy back in, I felt it building again. I couldn't stay still. I was moaning so fucking loud. My finger found my ass and started the familiar rhythm from yesterday. Deep and full and goddamn incredible. I rolled to my front and lifted my ass in the air. I closed my eyes and pretended it was him holding my hips, grabbing me tighter and tighter until he would eventually shove his dick inside me. He surely would have been rough and fast, just as I needed it. I needed to be fucked. Being in this position caused my wet pussy to start leaking down my leg. I was over-aroused and couldn't say no to it. Who the fuck would want to? Trying not to come was painful. I was pissed off, angry at him. How dare he not let me come? I could have and just not told him, but I wasn't going to let him win at this game. I was going to fight. I was going to win and be the good pet he wanted me to be. I needed Master's reward. It would be worth it if I could just hold out. So, I hit the floor with my fist. I bit my lip hard. I groaned as if I lived in the wild, and I thrust my own hips against nothing as the toy was slowly killing me on the inside. When I turned it off, I yelled, "Fuck!" both in relief and in frustration. Master is a dick. But I wanted that dick. Badly. The room smelled like me, and that got me even more excited. I love the way I smell when I need to come. What I love even more is how I taste. I licked the vibrator clean, and then my lips afterwards, making sure every goddamn drip of pussy made its way inside my mouth. I wasn't sharing this with anyone. It was all for me, and I tasted good. At this point, I could barely function. I was aching everywhere. I wanted to touch myself everywhere. I like to think that he was so fucking turned on by this that he wanted to see how far he could push me, because Master changed. He wasn't angry anymore. He was as fucking turned on as I was. I could only imagine how hard he was. I wanted to feel it. I wanted to see it straining to be freed from his pants. Put the dildo in my mouth? Oh yes, please. I wanted to pretend it's Master's cock. I loved it. Teased it with my tongue. Rode my thumb over it. I traced my lips with the tip and let my tongue apply pressure just underneath it. I hoped Master would have liked this. I put it all the way in my mouth, pushing further and further until I couldn't breathe and I gagged. Yes, Master would like this. Gagging again and again, forcing my throat to swallow it so you could feel the muscles clench against your dick. Licking and sucking and finally, when it was the time to be inside my pussy, giving it a little lick and kiss right on the tip. Then I licked my lips, imagining the sweet pre-cum you would have given me. After the vibrator and dildo were inside and ramping my body to explode, I couldn't take it. I was on my knees begging for a cock in my mouth. In my deepest arousal, all I ever want is to suck cum from a dick. I wanted to show what my body is going through. The intensity, the fire, the buildup. I want to show what that feels like. I sucked my own fingers just to give in to something. I fell back on my heels and put my head on the ground. My fingers were clawing at the floor. I hit it to try to control everything I was feeling. When I finally got permission to come, I begged for it to come quickly. I wanted this torture to be over and to never end at the same time. I sat up and grabbed my breasts hard, pulled my hair back, and shut my eyes tight. I moaned and whimpered and yelled until finally, fucking finally, my entire being ripped apart from my body. It was intense, and I pulled the vibrator out quickly and held the dildo with my hands and rode it hard and fast, feeling myself clench and tighten over and over and over again around it. Falling to my back and fucking myself quickly with it, arching my back and screaming yes and fuck and oh god, so many times that I felt like my orgasm would never end. Finally, when my body came back to reality, my heart was still racing and my pussy was still quivering. I lightly touched my clit and smiled at how incredibly hard it was. So swollen. So much had been through. I wanted to ice my pussy. It surely did a lot of work today. I lie on my back for a couple minutes with my eyes closed, tickling my chest, cupping my breasts, feeling everything. This was incredible and wonderful and amazing and so many other words that I don't have inside me because they haven't been invented yet. Nothing could truly describe how good this felt. And yet, I hope that you can only imagine by hearing this.